Wi-Fi is a relatively newer tool to help during this pandemic. Gardening is not. And though temperatures will fall below freezing for many of us tonight, the time to get plants in the ground is almost here. Interest in gardening is picking up during the pandemic. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports that a number of first-time Ozark gardeners are looking to a Prairie Grove woman for down-to-earth advice.
Lindy Phillips hands off her drowsy infant daughter, Sparrow, to husband, Jared, this sunny, breezy, warm April morning, and heads to the corral where two draft horses patiently wait to be harnessed for work. Securely tethered together, Felix and Oscar are led by Lindy to an antique harrow sitting in the grass near the family garden plot.
Let me see if I can push the hatch out of the way.
Suddenly, Match, a rowdy quarter horse who's been eyeing the proceedings, makes a break for it through the open corral gate.
Cass, shut the gate!
Jared Phillips shouts to sons 8-year-old Cass and 3-year-old Benjamin to lock the front gate. Match happily prances around the farmyard as Lindy hitches the drafts to the harrow, which they drag through the garden, heaving up grasses and weeds. At the end of each pass, Lindy coaxes Felix and Oscar to come about. Within a half hour, the entire garden's bottomland dirt is tilled up with zero carbon emissions. Jared hands back Sparrow to Lindy and takes Felix and Oscar back to the corral. Blushing from the heat, Lindy takes a seat in the shade under an ancient willow tree and discreetly lifts up her cotton blouse to feed the baby, Jemima Puddle Duck. One of two Great Pyrenees guard dogs reclines nearby, panting.
We've been here since 2016. We are on 22 acres, and we lease another 7.
Jared, lounging in the grass nearby, listens. He's an assistant professor of international studies at University of Arkansas, teaching courses on food security and rural development. He's also documented the historic 1970s Ozarks hippie back to the land movement in his popular book titled Hipbillies. The couple, as you will hear, are descended from Ozark farmers. They raise sheep, swine, and beef cattle on this place called Willow Spring Ranch. But this season, Lindy's been getting lots of queries from people wanting to raise their own food.
Kind of toward the beginning of when everything was really heating up with coronavirus, and they were all asking real similar questions, and so I thought, I bet there's a lot of people out there trying to figure this out.
So she's been posting some basics on her Instagram account.
My Instagram handle is Matriarchy, M-A-T-R-I-A-R-K-I-E, like an Arky from Arkansas. People started to send me specific questions, and I just posted their question and my answer to my Instagram story.
First, she says, stake out a good garden spot.
Yes. So I always recommend to people to watch your yard for a day or two on a real sunny day and really try to pay attention to what gets the most number of hours of sunlight.
Next, till up the soil by hand or mechanically using a gas tiller, maybe borrowed from a neighbor, or build a raised garden bed bound by wood planks or bales of straw, filling it with topsoil. Next, choose what to plant. Lindy suggests purchasing starts from local farmers markets, garden centers, or co-ops.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most confusing things for people is what do I plant when, you know? And that's something that is so specifically regional. So now that we're past our average last frost date, we can plant pretty much anything. Now the old timers will tell you don't put your tomatoes in the ground till it's May. And I agree. And we also wait usually to plant corn till May. But you can go ahead and put your stuff in the ground. And it's also not too late to do some of your spring stuff. Like if you want to do some salad greens, some spinach or kale, those will continue producing until it gets really good and hot.
Okra and cucumbers also thrive on the Ozarks, she says, and mulch everything with straw or hoe up weeds periodically by hand. It's a good idea to rotate garden crops in different spots every year to prevent pests.
You know, I don't know anybody, no matter how long they've been growing, that doesn't still have big pest issues in Arkansas. So that's part of it. But you just try to stay ahead of it is the best thing you can do. So being in your garden every day, looking for signs of bugs that aren't supposed to be there, knowing what they look like. The most helpful thing is knowing what they look like as an egg, as a pupa, and as an adult, so you can wipe them out in any of their any part of the life cycle. We don't put any kind of chemical herbicide, pesticide on our garden, on our vegetables. I don't know why I would want to put that in my mouth and put that in my kids' mouths. So that's not worth it to me. We just stay diligent, and we go out with a bucket of soapy water and pick them off by hand.
Dusting with white diatomaceous earth works to safely deter certain insects, but not groundhogs, deer, or bunnies.
I know some people, you know, who have really big, tall deer fencing around their gardens, but we leave ours open, and they can take a bit. We'll cross that bridge when we get there if they start to really wipe something out.
Even apartment dwellers can grow food, she says.
And have a little bitty porch or a little bitty balcony. You can still grow some plants in a container. There's actually been some varieties of vegetables developed for container gardening. And so you can grow maybe like a dwarf cherry tomato or, you know, some salad greens or some herbs, something like that.
She says raising a garden on the Ozarks can be challenging, but you learn by doing.
My grandparents, who grew up during the Depression and the war years, they always had a huge garden. And so growing up, we'd go over and help them, you know, say the day they brought all the corn in, you know, we'd all go and shuck corn all day long and cut it off the cob. Or, you know, they were bringing us stuff from their garden all summer long. They froze and canned and ate out of their garden all year. And taught my mom to do that, and she always did that. Really, both me and Jared are, in our families, we're the our parents were the first generation off the farm. Our both of our families, just like back forever and ever, were farmers. And so our grandparents, you know, both of us had grandparents who taught us about gardening, who taught us about farming. And this has been just kind of a full circle return for us. I wish so much that they were around to see how relevant and important their knowledge would be right now for people. But it feels like the best thing we can do is to make that available to others who maybe didn't grow up with that kind of knowledge in their families.
Lindy Phillips recommends reading New Organic Grower by Elliot Coleman, subscribing to Mother Earth News, and searching Atra NCAT, a USDA-funded sustainable ag center, which provides lots of free science-based gardening guidance online. Your county extension service agent also offers free help, including soil testing to measure which nutrients are appropriate to amend your garden bed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we do have links and a picture associated with that story at ozarksatlarge.com. And while Lindy did mention that on average we're past the freeze, well, these are the Ozarks, and early spring dips into overnight temperatures that have fallen below 32 have taken place even in late April. And tonight in northwest Arkansas, the lows are expected to fall into the upper 20s. After lows in the mid to upper 30s tomorrow night, the extended forecast through at least the weekend doesn't call for anything cooler than 41 degrees overnight.